Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Badil. Meseches Menachos is dedicated to Le'ilu Nishmas Rabbi Yechiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Menachos Daf Pei Dalid. The Gemara at the end of Pei Gimel Amid Beis is discussing the halacha which is mentioned in the Mishnah that the Omer and Shtei Alechem, they are the two korbanos, the two menachos, which have to come dafke min achodosh. Even though all menachos can come min achodosh min ayoshon, but the Oyman and Shtei Alechem have to come in Achodosh as a din of Rishis and Bikurim, and this is the reason why they have to come in Achodosh. The Gemara brings down a Braisa, which is Mavur, that the din Rishis by Oyman and Shtei Alechem is only Lechatchila, it's a mitzvah by Alma, but by the Eved, the Oyman and Shtei Alechem can also come min Ayoshon. And the Gemara at the end of the Omer brings a Braisa, Reb Nosson, and Reb Akiva, that they hold that the Shtei Alechem al Koponim also, they can be brought Minayoshon, b'di'eved, if you makiv them minayoshon, then it's going to be kosher. Tosfos explains that the reason why the Gemara says that masnisin the loiki haitana, the Gemara says there's a machloikus between the Tana of the Mishnah and the Tana and the Tanoim and the Braisa, is because the Mishnah, even though it doesn't say clearly that b'di'eved it is possible, but the Loshon of the Mishnah, which the Mishnah says, chutz min o'imel shte'alechem she'inom boin, eno min achodosh, is mashma that this is a din even by the Eved, because otherwise the Mishnah should end and save him heavy kosher from the fact that the Mishnah just tells us that it only comes min achodosh, is mavua that our Tana of the Mishnah holds that the din of Oymer to come min achodosh is ma'akeh by the Eved, and therefore this is not like the Tana of the Braisa, which is mavua that they hold that the Oymer and Shtei Alechem al koponim by the Eved is kosher la'akar of it. This is the Shitta of Rashi and Tosfos by us in the Sugya. But the Rambam, in Tmidim HaMusofim, Peiches HaLoch HaBeis, L'chayez Mavuri, and stood the Gemara differently, and we'll mention a few Ma'alchim, which is also Negea, to the Ikka Pshat in the Gemara, and seems to be other Rishonim learnt. The Rambam, over there in Peiches, in Tmidim HaMusofim, he brings down the Loshon of our Mishnah, and he says, that the Oyma and Shtei Alechem, they have to come min HaChodosh, and he says, Einon Bois, Elo min HaChodosh. But Afa Pikein, even so, the Rambam, at the end, in the Aloche, and Aloche HaBeis, he ends and he says that im lo imotzo min achodosh mevi min o'aliyo. If one didn't find by the Shtei Alechem, we didn't find any produce from the chodosh, then one can bring min o'aliyo, which is the lotion of our braise over here, which says that b'di'eved there's a din that the Shtei Alechem can come also min o'aliyo. This lotion is also in the chinuch, in mitzvah shin zayin. And b'emes the raivet by us in the asogis on the Rambam, he asks on the Rambam and he says halocha zu behepech. The Noisikanim explain that L'chayyah there's machlekes over here going on, the Gemara explains, between the Tana of the Mishnah and the Tana of the Braise. In this halacha, whether the Oymer and Shtei Alechem or Kosher B'di'eved, if you didn't find min achodosh, can you bring min o'aliyo? And why is this that the Rambam paskins the halacha, not like the Mishnah? We should be paskin it like the Stam Mishnah. The Stam Mishnah says over here by us that the Oymer and Shtei Alechem ino in bois, eno min achodosh, which Tosis explains, tells us that even by the Eved, this is not kosher. There's a din of Rishis, which is Ma'akiv, and the din of Chadosho. Mashainki in the Braise holds that it's Muta by the Eved, and it's going to be kosher by the Eved. Lechoya, why does the Rambam Paskin like the Tanoim in the Braise, and not like the Stam Mishnah? This is the kasher which the Ravid, like the Noisakanim explained on the Rambam, the Ravid's kasher on the Rambam. And Be'emes says, they said over here, three Ikke Mahalchim to explain the shit of the Rambam, and the chinuch, like we said in Mitzvah Shin Zayin, and we'll mention these three mahalchim, which is very negea, also to the pshat in the Gemara by us, and later in Daf Pei Dalet. The first mahalach is mahalach of the Kesef Mishnah, so to the Rikokos, they explain that the Rambam L'chir understood differently than Tosfos and Rashi, and the Rambam holds that Be'emes is no raya to from our Mishnah, that the Mishnah, the Tan of our Mishnah holds, that the Oyman Shtei Alechem, even b'di'eved, is going to be possible if it doesn't come from the Chodosh. The Rambam also, our Mishnah also agrees that this din, that the Oyman Shtei Alechem after coming a Chodosh, is only a din l'chatchila, and b'di'eved, it can become min o'aliyah also. And this is how the Rambam paskins like the Tana of our Mishnah. The reason, says the Kesef Mishnah, why the Gemara says that masnis in the loiki haitana, what do we find different in the Braisa than what the Tana of the Mishnah says? Says the Kesef Mishnah, because the mashmos of the Braisa, the Rambam understands, is that according to the Tana of the Braisa, there's not even a din l'chatchila to bring the Oyman Shtei Alechem in a Chodosh. Even though the Gemara does say that there is a mitzvah But says the Kesef Mishnah, the Rambam understood that this mitzvah does not mean a din l'chatchila, it just means a mitzvah min amuvcha, it is better if it comes min achodosh, but in the Maisa, there's no din even l'chatchila to go and bring the oiman shtei alechem min achodosh. And this is what the Gemara says, I'm assisting the Likya Haitana, because the Braisa holds is not even a din l'chatchila, mashinkin in the Mishnah is mavur, that in boy selim min achodosh, is mavur that l'chatchila al koponim is a din that has to come min achodosh. But everyone agrees that b'di'eved, if we do not find min achodosh, then we can come in our aliyah, which is how the Rambam paskins, even though the Rambam paskins b'emes, like the Stam Mishnah, because the machlekes between the Mishnah and the Braisa is not legabed the din b'di'eved, like Tosfos learns, but faket is negeya to the din l'chatchila, and the Braisa says mitzvah is only a mitzvah min amuvcha, but there's no din l'chatchila. This is how the Kesef Mishnah goes, and it's a big chidush to say that according to the Braisa, there's a din that you can bring even l'chatchila, the oiman shtei alechem min ayoshon, and the din chodosh is only a mitzvah min amuvcha. The Lechem Mishnah doesn't like the pshat of the Kesef Mishnah, and the Lechem Mishnah explains the shita of the Rambam, that the Rambam is mechalik between shtei alechem and the oimer. This halacha which we find in the Rambam, that the Rambam says, that the shtei alechem has to come in achodosh, ve'im lo'i motzo min achodosh, mevi min o'aliyo, this the Rambam mentions only by the shtei alechem in Perek Ches. Earlier, when the Rambam is discussing the dine of the Oimer in Perek Zayin, there the Rambam doesn't tell us this halacha, that if we didn't find min achodosh, maybe min o'aliyo. Says the Lechem Mishnah, and Bemis Karneri already points this out also, it's mavur in the Rambam, that the Rambam holds that there's a difference between the Oimer and the Shtei Alechem. Even though there's a din, that the Oimer has to come in achodosh, and is ma'akev even b'di'eved, but the Shtei Alechem has a halacha, that they can be brought min o'aliyo b'di'eved, and the din chodosh, by the Shtei Alechem, is only a din l'chatchila, like his b'emes b'vur in the Braisa. The reason why the Mishnah holds, not like the Braisa, the Gemara says, Masnis in the Loike Aitana, is because the Mishnah is mavur that the Oimer al Koponim is ma'akib b'di'eved, and the Braisa is mavur that the Oimer also is not ma'akib b'di'eved, it's only a din l'chatchila, like his mafurish in the Braisa also by the Oimer in the beginning of the Tanakama, that is the din that the Oimer can also be brought b'di'eved min ayoshon. Mashenkin, the Loshon of the Mishnah, which Tosis explains, is mashma, that even by the Eved, one cannot bring the Oimer min Ayoshon. This is only referring to the Oimer. But the Shtei Alechem Emes can be brought by the Eved min Ayoshon. And Mamela, the Mashmos of the Mishnah, which is mashma, that it is a psul even by the Eved, the Mishnah doesn't save him, loy hevi kosher, is only because the Mishnah doesn't say such a Loshon, because of the Minchas Oimer, which is a din even by the Eved. But the din of the Shtei Alechem, even the Tan of the Mishnah agrees that there's a difference between the Shtei Alechem and the Oimer, and the Shtei Alechem be'emes is mutter b'di'eved, is kosher b'di'eved, even min ayoshon, and this is agreed upon even according to the Mishnah, is how the Rambam paskins in Perek Ches, even though in Perek Zayin, he doesn't mention such a halacha by the Oimer, because be'emes by the Oimer, according to the Tan of the Mishnah, which is how the Rambam paskins, is possible b'di'eved, and this is also like the Rambam says, clearly in Ilchus Yisurim Mizbeach, Perikvov alocha tesvov, over there the Rambam tells us that the Oimer has to come in achodosh, and the Rambam doesn't tell us at all that b'di eved, im loy motzom in achodosh, maybe min o'aliyo, says the Karen Uriya, the reason is because the Rambam paskes like the Mishnah, that the Oimer is possible b'di eved, mashein kein shtei alechem, says the Karen Uriya, pshat in the Rambam, and the Lechem Mishnah goes to such a mahalach, that there's a difference between the Oimer and the shtei alechem, and the shtei alechem, everyone agrees, is kosher b'di eved. The Kainoyer explains that this is Be'emes, the mashmos of the Tanoim, which is mentioned at the end of the Omer, Zemnosan and Ebekiva, that they discuss the din of the Shtei Alechem, and they say that the Shtei Alechem is kosher, but the Eved from the Yoshon, and they only referring to the Shtei Alechem, this could be that they also agree to the din of the Mishnah, that the Oimer is possibly the Eved, and they only referring to the Shtei Alechem, which is how the Rambam paskins, like these two Tanoim, because they're the Rabbim, and therefore, we paskin like these Tanoim are old, that the Shtei Alechem is kosher by the Eved, even though the Oimer is possible by the Eved, if it's brought min Ayoshon. So this is the Mahalach of the Kainuri, of the Lechem Mishnah, so to the Eri Sameach, in Yisurim Mizbeach, Peik Vav Aloch Yud Gimel, in Miluim. They also explain that the din of the Rambam is a chiluk between Oimer and the Shtei Alechem, and the Kainuri is marich to explain the difference, why should it be so, mitzad the Joshus of the Psukim, that the Oimer is possible even by the Eved, if it comes from the Yoshon, Mashenkein, the Shtei Alechem, is only a din l'chatchila, but b'di'eved is kosher, if it comes from the Yoshon. The third Mahalach we find, the Bekveige, over there in the beginning of the Rambam, He says, B'shein Urim G'doylim in Limud Chofei Simen Zayin, the Urim G'doylim has a new ma'alach over here to explain the shit of the Rambam, and says Urim G'doylim, if we look at the Loshon of the Rambam, when he says the Alocha, that B'dieved, the Shtei Alechem can be brought min O'aliyo, says the Rambam, we're talking about a case where they looked to find min HaChodosh, and Loimotzu min HaChodosh, then the Alocha is, maybe min O'aliyo. Says Urim G'doylim, the Rambam doesn't say that they have the Chodosh and the Yoshon in front of us, and they went and had and they brought from the Yoshon, even though they had the option of bringing Min HaChodosh. The Rambam is discussing a case of Bedi'eved where they didn't have any Chodosh at all, Loimotzu Min HaChodosh, then there's a halacha that you can bring Min HaAliyah. Says Urim G'doylim, one can say that this is a different dag of Bedi'eved, on this Bedi'eved, even the Tan of the Mishnah agrees that in order we shouldn't be Mevatel at all the din of the Shtei Alechem. Therefore, there's a din that if loy motzu min achodosh, maybe min o'aliyo. The Gemara over here, which is discussing Masis in the Loike Aitana, is discussing a different halacha b'di'eved, is in the case where they do have min achodosh, and afal pikein even so, they went and brought min ayoshon, and this is a shaila whether min ayoshon is kosher b'di'eved, if they have the option, the efshos to bring min achodosh, and afal pikein even so, they went and brought min ayoshon, the Tana of the Brais is Mechadish, and this is also kosher b'di'eved, whereas our Mishnah is Mashma, that b'di'eved is going to be possible. But in the case of the Rambam, la loimotzu min ha-chodosh, they couldn't find any chodosh, and they will have to be mevatel legami, they will have to totally be mevatel the akrov of Shtei Alechem, then everyone agrees that there's a halacha that we'll have to go and bring min o'aliyo. Now, explains to him, G'doinim, the reason is, because be'emes, the Brais tells us, that the reason why the din chodosh is on ma'ake b'di'eved, even though it says in the Pasuk of Reishis, and Mincho Chadosho, this is because we have a ribuy in the Pasuk, which says Takriv. Takriv is Marbe, that is a din, that we're allowed to go mi Makriv, the Oimer, which the Pasuk is referring to, and Toviu, which is referring to the Alocha de Shtei Alechem. This tells us as ribuyim, that there's Alocha, that b'di'eved is going to be kosher, even min Ayoshon. Now, be'emes, this is a din of the ribuy of the Braisa, which is Mashma, that the Mishnah disagrees with this ribuy, but says Urim G'doylim is cannot be because the Gemara earlier in Daf Ayin Aleph Amid Aleph says that there's a locher l'chatchile by the Oimer that there has to come caramel, has to come when it's rach, when it's soft. This is a locher which says by the Oimer there has to be caramel. And the Gemara over there says, the Mishnah says, that if you don't find caramel, then we can bring even from the Yovish, which the Rambam also paskins the Perik Zayin, that the din is b'dieved, Yovish is kosher by the Oimer. And the Gemara says, the reason is, because we have a ribuy of takriv, which is the same ribuy which the Brais over here uses to tell us that the Oimer can come in Ayoshon. Memela says Urim G'doylim, we see from over here, that there's no real machlokes between the Brais and the Mishnah. Do we have a ribuy of takriv or not? Everyone agrees that there is a ribuy telling us that the Sama Locha, which is mentioned in the Pasuk, which is not Ma'akib B'dieved, the Shaila and the machlokes over here, is only how to use this ribuy. The Tana of the Mishnah holds that the ribuy is only enough. One darga to tell us that the din of caramel, which has to be rach, has to be soft, this din is not ma'ake b'di'eved, and therefore im hevi yovish is going to be kosher b'di'eved. Mash'enki in the din chodosh, this is ma'ake b'di'eved. Mash'enki in the Tana of the Braisa, he holds that takriv is a blanket klal, it's a ribuy, a total ribuy, telling us that all the dinim of the posuk, by the Oimer and by the Shtei Alechem, these dinim are not ma'akev, and therefore, even in the case of B'di'eved, of the din of Chodosh, is also not ma'akev. Memela, the machlekes between the Mishnah and the Braisa is only how to use this ribuy of takriv. The Braisa holds that the ribuy of takriv is a klal telling us all the halachas are not ma'akev. Mash'enkin, the Tana of the Mishnah holds, it only tells us one darga, that the din of Carmel is not ma'akev by the Oimer, and Mash'enkin, the din of Chodosh is going to be ma'akev. Memela says Urim G'doylim, this is be'emes the difference in the Loshon of the Rambam that we mentioned from the Lechem Mishnah, that the Rambam tells us this halacha of the Shtei Alechem, that the din is that loimotzu min ha-chodosh mevi min o'aliyo. Says Urim G'doylim, this is be'emes the cheshbin, which is according to the ribuy of takriv, according to the Tana of the Mishnah. Because as we says that the din of takriv is marba one darga, it tells us one darga up. Memela, the din of takriv by the Oimer, which has aloch of caramel, tells us that even if it's not caramel, it's also going to be kosher b'di'evit. Mash'enki by the Shtei Alechem, where b'chlal there's no mention of the din caramel by the Shtei Alechem, in the posuk is no din caramel, only by the Oimer, not by the Shtei Alechem. Memela, the ribuy of Toviu, which also the Mishnah agrees there's such a ribui, automatically tells us the next targa that b'di'eved is also going to be kosher al kaponim in the case of b'di'eved where loimotsu min achodosh, maybe min o'aliyo, since there's no darga to be marbe caramel, which applies only to the oimer. Mamedel Shtealechem goes up another stage and tells us that b'di'eved, the din of chodosh also is not going to be ma'akev in the case al kaponim where loimotsu min achodosh, then maybe min o'aliyo. Masha'in came the Braise holds that the din of Taviu and the din of Takiv is a klal which tells us that all the dinim of the psukim by the oimer and the shtei alechem, they're not ma'akiv, bein the aloch of Carmel by the oimer, and bein the aloch of Chodosh and Yoshon by the oimer and the shtei alechem, and the mele, according to the Braise, the ribui allows us to be ma'akiv by the eved, even in a case where we have Chodosh and Yoshon in front of us, which is another daga higher, this also has the aloch of Takiv and Taviu, which is marba the heter b'di'eved. Mashenkin, according to the Tana of the Mishnah, which is only one darga, mamela ba'oimer, the darga is only to be marb mati b'di'eved, caramel. Mashenkin, if you didn't find any chodosh, there's no alocha to be maybe min o'aliyo. We don't find any mention in the Rambam that by the oimer there's a heter to be brought min o'aliyo b'di'eved. Mashenkin ba'de shtei alechem, the darga which we marb from Taviyu is going to be the first darga that lo imotsu min achodosh. In the case of b'di'eved, where we didn't find minachodosh at all, this is the din loimotzu minachodosh, maybe minoaliyo. So this is the mahalach of the Oyim Gedolim to tell us that the din of b'di'eved, which we find in the Rambam, is a different dag of b'di'eved, and this is the machlokes between the Mishnah and the Braise. If we matter b'di'eved, the shtei alechem, even if we have the chodosh and the yoshon in front of us, and the reason is because the Mishnah holds that the ribuyim over here only matter one step, one stage. Masha'in king, the Braise is mati all the way because he holds that all the dinim of the Oyman Shtei Alechem are not ma'ake b'di'evit. The Chofetz Chaim in Likutei Halachos, he also explains the Rambam like the Oyim Gedolim, and he says that it seems to be that the Rambam holds that the Mishnah agrees that the din of Loimotsu min Achodosh, maybe min O'aliyo, is only in a case where we didn't find any Chodosh at all, but in the case where we have Chodosh and Yoshon, then be'emes the Mishnah holds that it's possible b'di'evit. And the Chofetz Chaim says the Makor of the Rambam is from a Tesefta at the beginning of Perek Tes, that the Tesefta is also Mavua, that by the Shtei Alechem, there's a din that by the Eved can be brought min O'aliyah if we do not find a tool min Achodosh. Therefore, this is the din of the Rambam Paskes, like the dinim of the Tesefta. But Lamaisa, the Chofetz Chaim, he asks, that Lechoyah, why should there be a difference between Oima and the Shtei Alechem? Why does this din only apply by the Shtei Alechem? And this we explain from the Oyim Gedolim and Mahalach, according to the Ribuyim, that is one stage, and by the Oyim it is already used to tell us that Carmel is not Ma'akiv. Another Mahalach, to explain the difference between the Oyim and the Shtei Alechem, not like the Oyim Gedolim, because of the Ribuyim of the word Takiv and Taviyu, but in the Ika Havona, in the difference between the Oyim and the Shtei Alechem, says the Minchas Avraham, he'll suggest a different pshat. Why the Rambam should hold that this din, b'di'eved, that if we didn't find minachodosh, we could bring minoaliyo, why is this din only by the shtei alechem and not by the oimer? Says the Michas Avraham Yisoid, in Ike Havona between the two korbonos of the korban minchas oimer and the din of the shtei alechem. The din of the oimer, the Ike korban is coming to be mati, the isa of chodosh, by Medina, there's Issa of Chodosh, Issa Achila, and this is the Korban Oimer, which is a Korban Shebola Ati, like it's Mavur Ilya and Gemara, in Menachas Tafei. Memeila, since the Halacha is that the Heter of the Korban Oimer needs to come from the Chodosh, this din is Memeila Ma'akev, and we don't have any Ribui over here, we don't hold of the din of the Braise. Memeila, since in order the whole purpose of the Korban Oimer is Bola Ati, and in order it should be Mati, it has to come from the produce, which is trying to be mati. Mamela, there's no Indian at all to go and bring the oima min ayosham b'di'eved, because the oima, its whole taklis, is only a korban lahati, and in order to be mati, it has to come in achodosh. Mamela, by the oima, there's a din b'di'eved, even loimotza min achodosh, where we'll have to be mevatel, the whole akrova of the oima, there's also a halacha that we do not bring min o'aliyo. But this is only the korban of the oima. But the korban of the shtei alechem, even though there's also a halacha that the shtei alechem is mati, all the korbanos to be brought in the mikdash, like we found earlier in the Perek in the Bishmol, that the shtei alechem is mati by mikdash. But besides the korban shtei alechem, which is a mati of the issa chodosh in the mikdash, it is also a korban of shvuas. It is a korban which comes l'chivas hayoyim, One of the korbanos of Shavuos of Atzeres is to bring the Shtei Alechem with other korbanos brought together with the Shtei Alechem. Memeila says in Michas Avraham, the din of the Shtei Alechem has to come in a Chodosh, because the Chodosh, the Shtei Alechem is coming to be Mati the Issa Chodosh. This is only mitzad the Shem Mati in the Shtei Alechem. But besides this, there's a din korban of Chivas Hayoim of the Shtei Alechem, nothing got to do with the Mati of the Shtei Alechem. And Memeila, the din of the Rambam, that the Rambam tells us the din, that Elohimotsu min Achodosh, maybe min O'aliyo, this is all to be Mekayim, the korban of Chivas Hayoim of the Shtei Alechem, which has to come for a korban of Shavuos. So Enechanami, we do not have the Mati of the Shtei Alechem, because it's not coming from the produce of the korban, which is Mati is a Chodosh, it is coming min Ayoshon. But Al Koponim, we have a Kiyum of Chivas Hayoim, so we bring Min O'aliyo in order to be Mekayim Al Koponim, the Korban of Shavuos of Chivas Hayoim. And this is the reason why Shtei Alechem has a Din B'di'eved, this Dargah B'di'eved, Alayimotsu Min HaChodosh, Al Koponim, maybe Min Ayosha, maybe Min O'aliyo, in order to be Mekayim the Korban of Chivas Hayoim, Mashinki No'ima, which only has one purpose of a Korban, which is Bala Hati, it is not brought at all the Chivas Hayoim of the day after Pesach. Memeila, the din is that in a case where it cannot come in a chodosh and it cannot be matir, there's no purpose to bring Minor Aliyah. And Memeila, this is the difference why the Rambam holds this din only applies by the Shtei Alechem and not by the Oimer. So this is how the Michas Avraham explains the difference in Avona, why the Rambam should take a difference between the Shtei Alechem and the Oimer, where the Shtei Alechem is going to be kosher by the Evet. So Al Kaponim, we said here three Mahalchim in the Mahalach of the Rambam. Why the Rambam understands that the Shtei Alechem, the din is, Amirimotsu min HaChodosh, maybe min O'aliyo. The Kesef Mishnah explains that the Rambam holds this din is not dafka by Shtei Alechem, it's also by the Oimer. And the Rambam holds that the Mishnah agrees that the din is, but the Eved is going to be kosher. And the Braisa holds that even Lechatchila there's no such din that has to come in HaChodosh. And the din is only a din, mitzvah min HaMuvche. The Lechem Mishnah and the Kainuria and the Ritzomeach, they say that it's choluk the Shtei Alechem and the Oimer. And the whole machlokes over here, the Lech Mishnah explains, is only by the Oimer, mashing by the Shtei Alechem. Everyone agrees that there's a din that the Shtei Alechem comes b'di'eved min Ayoshon. And the Kainuri Al Kaponim learns that this is the Tanoim of Emnosan and Reb Akiva. And then we said the Mahalach of the Urim Gedolim and the Chofetz Chaim, that they explain that the b'di'eved, which the Rambam is referring to, is a different dagger of b'di'eved. It's a b'di'eved that loimotsu min HaChodosh. They don't have any chodosh at all. Maybe min ayoshon, we still bring from the yoshon. Maybe min o'aliyah, in order to be mekayim the krova of the shtei alechem, either because of the psukim, the ribuyim of takriv, like the Urim Gedolim explains, or like the Michas Avraham explains, because there's a din hakrova lechivas hayoim to be yotze the korban of shtei alechem, even though it cannot be yotze the korban to be mati like the oimer. Moving further on into the Gemara, beginning of Pidalad Madalef, the Gemara brings down the din of the Mishnah that the Oimer has to come from Eretz Yisrael and cannot come from Chutz Laretz. And even the Braisa also agrees that the Oimer, even though it can come in Ayoshon, but everyone agrees has to come from Eretz Yisrael. Says the Gemara, this is not like a Birshi Baby Yehuda. A Birshi Baby Yehuda holds that Oimer can come also from Chutz Laretz. And even though it says in the Loshon of the Pasuk, Kisavoyu El Oretz, this is only telling us as man beer, that it is only Chayev, only when he come into Eretz Yisrael, but Be'emes afterwards it can be brought also from Chutz Laretz. And the reason is, says the Gemara, because Abiyuti Be'Abiyuta holds Kasova, Chodosh, B'chutzal Oretz, Deraisihi. He learns out for the Pasuk of Moshe Vaisechem, Komokim Shatem Yoshvim. And Mamela, says the Gemara, V'kiven Deraisihi, Akruvim Nami Makruvim. Since this din is a Deraisa, that the din of Issa Chodosh in Chutzal Oretz, Mamela, we can be Makruv, the Oimer, from Soiles and from Chitim, which come from Chutzal Oretz. This is the Gemara explains Abiyuti Be'Abiyuta's Shitta, not like the day of the Mishnah, who holds that the Oimer only comes from Eretz Yisrael. Now, our Gemara Be'emes is a Makur for the various Seder Stigah widely discussed Inyan in the Divrei, in the Poiskim, in the Achrinim. Benegea this din of a Chodosh, if the Halacha is that the Chodosh is Noig in Chutz Laretz, we find Yeshitas Abiyuti Be'Abiyuta that the Issa of Chodosh is Noig in Chutz Laretz. And there's a big shaila la'alocha, how we paskin, because be'emes, the Rishonim discuss, we find the Stam Mishnah in Orla, Perigimel Mishneches, that Orla also says the Mishnah over there, that the din of Chodosh is noig b'chol mokoim, which is like a Abiyuti Be'Abiyuta, that there's an Issa of Chodosh everywhere, even in Chutz Laretz also, because we learn from the Pasuk Moshe Vaisechem, Komokoim, Sha'atem Yoshvim Mashma. And this is the reason why the Rambam, the Rif, the Rosh, and others, they paskin l'alocha, the din of Chodosh, that it is no yegi chutz l'aretz. But all the years, many years, the poskim say, the minig was, that Klal Yisrael was makpid on the issa of Chodosh in chutz l'aretz. And they look for reasons to discuss why it should be the alocha, that Chodosh is not no yegi chutz l'aretz, not like Rebbe Yehuda's Shitta, and not like the Stam Mishnah, L'chayyid is a Stam Mishnah in Orila, like Rebbe Yehuda, this is the Chayyid, how we should be paskening that Chodosh is Noyig in Chutz L'Oritz. Now this Gemara by us is one of the main Makiris of the Tzad of the Matirim, which on the front, the Be'ika Deya is the Bach in Yerudea, Samiri Tzadi Gimel, a very famous Bach. The Bach is the one who's matted, it's a Chodosh in Chutz L'Oritz. And this is the Gemara, which is a Makir for the Shitta of the Day of the Matirim. The Pnei Yeshua in his Kuntres of Issa Chodosh, at the end of Meseches Kedusha in the Kuntres Achrin, he says from this Gemara L'Chir is Muchach, that our Mishnah, who says the Tana holds that the Korban Omer cannot be brought from Chitin and from Soilet, from Chutz L'Oretz, is Muchach that he holds that the Issa of Chodosh is not Noyeg in Chutz L'Oretz. Says the Pnei Yeshua, the Gemara over here explains that Rabbi Yossi Beb Yehuda, who argues on our Mishnah and holds that the Chitin can be brought for the Omer even from Chutz L'Oretz, the reason is because this Chitin have also a Issa of Chodosh, since Rabbi Yossi Beb Yehuda holds that Issa Chodosh is Noyeg in Chutz L'Oretz. Memela says the Pnei Yeshua, we can learn from here, and it is mashma like this in the Gemara, that the two dinim of Toli Zebel Zeh, the din, whether we could bring a Korban Omer from Chutz L'Oretz, and the Shaila, whether there's an Issa Chodosh to eat any produce before the Omer, is it Noyeg in Chutz L'Oretz? These two halachos are Tali Obaha. And if we all, there's an Issa of Chodosh in Chutz L'Oretz, then we can bring a Korban Omer from Chutz L'Oretz. But if we hold that there's no Issa Chodosh in Chutz L'Oretz, Memela, this is the reason why the Korban Omer cannot be brought from the produce of Chutz L'Oretz, because the Iker din is that the Omer has to come from the produce which is being matter, and any schir, any chitin, and any soiles which does not need the heter of the Omer cannot be brought Omer from it. Memela, this is the reason why the Tana of the Mishnah holds that the Omer has to come from Eretz Yisrael, Dafka, because the din is that the Chutz L'Oretz, the ge produce, does not have an issa of Chodosh, and Memela, the Omer cannot be brought from such kind of chitin, such kind of soiles. Memela says the Pnei Yeshua, L'chir al Gemara, even though the Rishonim say that is a Stam Mishnah in Orla, which is Mashmalai Bisi Beb Yehuda, but L'chir mitzad sheni, we have here Mefurish a Stam Mishnah, L'kula, and this is also the Breisa, and Emnosen, and Reb Akiva, which is mentioned in the Breisa earlier, they all hold that the Omer has to come from Eretz Yisrael, and the reasoning is Mavur in our Gemara is because that the din of the Omer has to be mati, the produce which is being brought from, and from Chutz L'Oretz has no Issa Chodosh, and therefore they cannot be brought a Omer from the Chodosh. And the only reason why Rabbi Yehuda holds that he can bring a Omer from Chutz L'Oretz is only because he is the one who holds that the Issa of Omer and the Issa of Chodosh is Noyeg in Chutz L'Oretz. Memeila L'Chir, we have a Mefurish Stam Mishnah by us, telling us that there's no Issa Chodosh in Chutz L'Oretz, which this is the reason why we could not bring Omer from Chutz L'Oretz. Memela this is L'chiria, Shtaka Tzad, says the Pnei Yeshua, to be Mati, the Minig O'ilom, that there's no Issa Chodosh in Chutz L'Oretz. And then Mishkenes Yaakov in Yerideya, Semesamech Zayin, in his long tshuva about the Issa Chodosh, also he says that L'chiria, the Mashmos of the Gemara, and so too is Medayik in the Shonis of Rashi by us, is Mefurish like the shit of the Bach, L'kula, that the reason why we hold that we cannot bring a Korban Omer from Chutz L'Oretz is because there's no Issa Chodosh in Chutz L'Oretz, and so too the Mechas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shein Beis. They all say that L'chir this Gemara is a Raya that the Stam Mishnah holds by us in Menachos that there's no Issa Chodosh in Chutz L'Oretz. But the Pnei Yeshua Bemis already explains that it's not so simple, because as we said earlier, the Rambam is the one who holds that there's an Issa Chodosh in Chutz L'Oretz amongst many other Yishenim. And the Rambam says Mefurish Macholos Asuris Peikud Alocha Beis that the Issa of Chodosh is Noyeg b'chol Mokrim like the Shitta of Rabbi Yossi Beb Yehuda, and Afal Pikein, even so, the Rambam paskins the Alocha of our Mishnah that the din of Omer in Peik Zayin in Tmidim U'Musafim cannot be brought min Chutz L'Oretz, and Ein Omer Bo Ela Michitin Shebeit Yisrael. So Memela, you see clearly in the Rambam that even though he holds that there is an Issa of Chodosh in Chutz L'Oretz, but there's another reason, a different reason why the Omer cannot be brought from Chutz L'Oretz, it has to be brought only from Eretz Yisrael. And Memela, L'chir, this Tlia, which we're saying that the two dinim are toli zebezeh, is muchach in the Rambam, that the Rambam holds, that the two dinim are not toli zebezeh, but asks the Pnei Yeshua al-Khir, the pashtus of Al-Gemori is, that the two reasons are toli, the two alochas are toli zebezeh, and the reason why the Mishnah Beras holds, that the Oimah cannot come from Chutzlaret, is only because he holds, that the Oimah is not noig, the din of Chodosh is not noig in Chutzlaret. But the Rambam who paskes Ibis Reb Yudah, like the Stam Mishnah in Orle, that the din of Chodosh is noig in Chutzlaret, he should have paskened also that the Oimah could come from Chutzlaret, like Ibis Reb Yudah. How can the Rambam say, on one hand, that there's a Issa Chodosh in Chutzlaret, and Mitzacheni, there's a din that the Oimah has to come, Dafke, from the Chitin in Eretz Yisrael? This is how the Pnei Yeshua asks on the Rambam, that L'chir, you have to understand L'chir is neged our Gemara. Now the Lech Mishnah on the Rambam in Tminim Musafi in Perik Zayin, he says that the Rambam holds, even though the Chodosh is Noeg in Chutz La'aretz, but we have a pasuk of Kisavoyu, which it tells us, Kisavoyu El Aretz, that the din is, Oymer is Ein Ribo El Min Aretz. But he doesn't explain our Gemara on the Bekvega, on the side of the Rambam. He says that L'chir, our Gemara, which is Makur, the Bekvega is in Jewish V'chidush, in the Meseches Rosh Hashanah, Maroche Tes, says Rebbe Kveiga, L'chir is Mavur in the Lech Mishnah, the way he explains that the Rambam holds as another reason why the Mishnah holds that the Oyim has to come from Eretz Yisrael because of Kitzavoyu El Haaretz, we have to say, says Rebbe Kveiga, that even though it's Mavur in the Gemara of Shittas Rebbe Yitzhi Rebbe Yudah, that Rebbe Yitzhi Rebbe Yudah holds that the Oyim can come from Chutz La'aretz, he has to hold that the din of the Issa Chodosh is Noig in Chutz La'aretz. The Gemara doesn't mean to say that the two dinim have a tliya both way around. Only Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda who holds that the Oimah comes from Chutz La'aretz, he has to hold that the Oimah is also noyig, the din of Chodosh is noyig in Chutz La'aretz, because otherwise there'll be no way Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda will allow the Oimah to be brought from Chutz La'aretz. But the Gemara doesn't say the other way around, that the reason why the Mishnah holds that the Oimah does not come from Chutz La'aretz is because the Chodosh is not noyig in Chutz La'aretz. There could be a different reason why the Oimah doesn't come from Chutz La'aretz. Like the Chemishan explains, there's a pasuk of Kisavoy La'aretz. The Gemara only says other way, that Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda who allows the Oimah to come from Chutz La'aretz has to hold that there is a Chodosh in Chutz La'aretz. But it could be that the Tana of the Mishnah holds that even though there is a din of Issa Chodosh in Chutz La'aretz, there's a different reason why the Oimah has to come from Eretz Yisrael, like Lech Mishnah says, Hamamela is no yai from Al Gemara at all to the Das of the Matirin to go and say that the din of Chodosh is not noig in Chutz La'aretz, like our Tana of the Mishnah, it's not Muchach, because it could be that our Mishnah also agrees that there's Issa Chodosh in Chutz La'aretz, and Afa Pikeni holds that the din of the Oimah has to come Dafka from Eretz Yisrael for a different reason. And this is Bemis the day of the Oistrim, which we find many days, the Shagitzaria in Chadoshes in Simen Beis, the Vamaschil Oid, so to the Goyen in Yoredea, Reish Tzadik Gimel Beis, the Chavetz Chaim over here is Marich Zevech Toidah. They all explain that the day of the Oistrim, they'll learn the Mishnah, that the Mishnah also agrees that Chodosh is Noeg in Chutz La'aretz, but there's a different reason why the Oimah cannot be brought from produce of Chutz La'aretz, and has to come from Eretz Yisrael only. And the Gemara over here is only giving a reason, Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda allows the Korban Oimah to come from Chutz La'aretz, has to hold that the Issa Chodosh is Noeg in Chutz La'aretz. So this is the Mahalach, the Shaila, how to read our Gemara. But the Emes Rabbi Kveig over there in the Gilin of the Rambam, which is from Jewish V'chidush and Maroch Hetes, Rabbi Kveig says, Al-Khir, the pashtus of the reading of our Gemara should be that the two dinim of Tolu Zebazeh, and L'Khir, one should come out from our Gemara, especially where Rashi learns the Gemara, that the reason why the Mishnah over here holds the din of the Oimah to come from Eretz Yisrael Dafke is Gufa because he holds there's no Issa Chodosh in Chutz La'aretz. Mamela says a Bekvege L'Chir, we still have to understand from where did the Rambam take such a day from to say that the reason why the Tan of the Mishnah holds the Oimah to come Dafke from Eretz Yisrael is for a different reason from a Pasuk of Kisavoyu, even though there is a Issa Chodosh in Chutz La'aretz. L'Chir, one can learn very simply that the reason why the Mishnah holds that the Oimah only comes from Eretz Yisrael is because there's no Issa Chodosh in Chutz La'aretz, which is a Chir, says the Bekvege, the Pashtas of Al Gemara. And Reb Aaron, Reb Aaron Kotler, and Zroim, Simen Yutes, and Mishas Reb Aaron, Yadzon, that by Emes, if we look in the Yishalmi and Shkolim, Perik Dalid, we find the Chir Mefurish that the Yishalmi explains our day of the Mishnah is the Shita of Rebbe Shmuel, who he holds in Kedushin Lamed Zayin Lamed Aleph, that the words Moish Veisechem is not coming to be Marba, any place where people live, but Moish Veisechem is telling us La'acha Yerushiv Yeshiva. And the Melech Mavu also, in the Loshon of the, in the Yishalmi Yishkolim, that the pshat in our Mishnah, the reason why the Omer cannot come from Chutz Loretz, is because there's a din that the Chodosh is not knowing in Chutz Loretz, and therefore cannot be brought Omer from that produce which doesn't have an Issa of Chodosh. Mamelu, we have to understand from where does the Rambam take another din, a Makuri, to tell us that the Mishnah holds that there is an Issa of Chodosh in Chutz Loretz, and Afar Pikein, even so, there's a din that the Omer only comes from Eretz Yisrael. This is the kasha which Rabbi Kveger asks on the Gilin of the Rambam. Rabbi Kveger himself suggests that it could be the Makuri of the Rambam is Bemis not from our Gemara, but from a different sugya in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara over there is discussing to bring the Omer from the Kotzir, from the produce of a Goy, and the Gemara over there says, Rishis Ketirchem tells us, he needs to be a Kotzir, HaMiyuchad Lochem, Mashenkin from a Goy, it's not Miyuchad Lochem, and therefore this rules out any Soiles and any Chitim from the Goyim. Says Rabbi Kveger, the Rambam learns that this din of Ketzirchem, that has to be Kotzi Miyuchad Lochem, also tells us that it has to be coming from Eretz Yisrael, which is Miyuchad, which is from Eretz HaNivcheres. This is the din of Eretz, of Reishis Ketzirchem, HaMiyuchad Lochem, if it comes from Eretz Yisrael. Mashenki from Chutz Loretz is also Nismayit from the Pasuk of Ketzirchem, just like we Memayit, any Kotzi of the Goy, so too we Memayit, any Kotzi from Chutz Loretz. And this is Bemis the Makuri of the Rambam, and Rabbi Kveger explains this is Bemis the Loshon of the Rambam. The Rambam says the reason why we cannot bring Oimah from Chutz Loretz is because it says in the Pasuk, Reishis Ketzirchem, not like the Lech Mishnah who says the reason is because Kitzavoyo Loretz, and he explains that the Rambam really means the Reish of the Pasuk. Says Rabbi Kveger, no, the Loshon of the Rambam is Meduyuk, that the Makuri is Bemis from Reishis Ketzirchem, which is referring to the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. This is a new Makuri telling us that the Korban Oimer has to come from Eretz Yisrael because we need Reishis Ketzirchem. But in the Chanami, it's at our sugya, we would say that the reason why the Mishnah holds that the Oimer cannot come from Chutz Loretz is only because the Chodosh is not knowing in Chutz Loretz. Another interesting Mahalach to explain the Shit of the Rambam, where's the Rambam's Makuri to tell us that even though there is a Issa Chodosh in Chutz Loretz, Afal Pikein, even so, the din is that we can only bring the Oimer from the Korban, from the Minche in Eretz Yisrael. Reb Chaim over here in his Stenzlach al Hashas in Chidush HaAgrach, he explains the Shita of the Rambam in a very interesting way, and he says that Be'emes in Hemshech HaSugya will learn that in the Issa of Koidam Lo'Oimer, besides having an Issa Achila, besides eating, there's an Issa Chodosh, that you're not allowed to eat any produce before the Oimer, there's also an Issa Ketira. Like we learned earlier in Pirkei Bishmol, there's an Issa to be koitzer, you know how to cut any t'vua before the ketzirah ha'oimah. So there's two dinim, there's an Issa achila and there's Issa ketzirah. Says Reb Chaim in the Shittim Mekubetzes by us, at the beginning of Pidalad Amad Aleph, he says, according to Rabbi Yishei Beb Yudah, who holds that the Issa of Chodosh is knowing also in Chutz Loretz, is this referring only to the Issa achila? Or is this referring also to the Issa of ketzirah, which we find in Eretz Yisrael? According to Rabbi Yitzhak Rebuda, does this apply to the Issa Ketira and Chutz Loretz also, or only to the Issa Achila? Now, says the Shittim Mekubetzes at the end, from the Ram, that the reason why Rabbi Yitzhak Rebuda holds there's a ribui, even though L'chayr Chodosh is mitzvahs atluyis v'oretz, the reason why it's Negea and Chutz Loretz also, is because it has a ribui of Moshe V'Yisechem, which tells us, Kol Mokim Sh'atem Yoshvim. Memela, says the Shittim Mekubetzes, in this pasuk of Mishvei Seichem, it only says the Loshon of Achila. Mameila, the only the Issa Achila applies in Chutz Loretz. But the Issa of Ketzira does not apply in Chutz Loretz, even according to Rabbi Yitzhak Reb Yehuda, and this is only an Issa Achila. And Be'emes is Meduyik, like this in Rambam also, the Rambam in Tmidim Musaf and Peik Zayin, Aloch Yud Gimel, even though we said, he paskins like Rabbi Yitzhak Reb Yehuda, that the Issa of Chodosh is knowing in Chutz Loretz, but when he discusses the Issa of Ketzira, he only discusses the Issa of Ketzira in Eretz Yisrael, which is mashma, like the Shittim Mekubetzes says, that the din of Ketzira is only negeya in Eretz Yisrael, the Kula Alma, and not negeya to Chutz Loretz. Memele explains Reb Chaim, and later on in the Gemara, we learn the machlokes between Reb Loza and Reb Yochanan, in the din of the Omer that has to come in Achodosh, and the Gemara discusses that it's Halacha of Carmel, all this is Halacha according to Reb Loza, from the Pasuk of Reishis Ketzirchem, that's totally on the Ketzira. Now, L'chayra, says Reb Chaim, if the same reason why we understand that the Oimer can only be brought from something which has an Issa Achila of Chodosh, because since the Oimer is coming to be Mate, the Issa of Chodosh, it has to come from certain Soiles which has on it the Issa of Chodosh, then L'chayra, according to Reb Loza later on, who holds that the Din of Reishis Ketzirchem is totally in the Ketzira, then one should say the same svara legabe the din of ktira, that in chutz la'aretz, which does not have isa of ktira, like we said from the Shittim Mekubetzes, l'chira so too, and the chanami has an isa of chodosh for achila, but since it doesn't have the din of ktira, the isa of ktira, and the blazer later on holds that the din of rishis ktirchem tells us that everything depends on the ktira, memeila l'chira, they should also rule out that we should not be able to bring the oimer from the produce of chutz la'aretz, because this chayyur, this chitin, does not have isa of ketzira lefnei roime. Mamela says, Reb Chaim, the Gemara of Yehu says, that Reb Yishu Beb Yehuda holds you allowed to bring a roime from chutz la'aretz, because he holds that the isa of chodosh is noyeg in chutz la'aretz, but al-kolchoch is not like Reb Loza later on, and it goes only like Reb Yechanon, or he holds Bechlal, that he allowed to go and bring roime b'di'eved min ayoshon. Mamela, he holds that there's a din of chodosh, since it is noyeg in chutz la'aretz, the isa achila, so too, we can bring a oimer from the chodosh, from the produce in chutz la'aretz. Mashaykin, according to the shita of Eblazar, which is how we paskin later on, that everything depends on the ketira. And in chodosh, even though it is noyeg in chutz la'aretz, but everyone agrees that there's no isa ketira in chutz la'aretz, memela, this automatically rules out that we're not allowed to go and bring the korban oimer from the produce of chutz la'aretz, because it doesn't have the din ketira, it doesn't have any isa ketira, and only these chitin which have on it isa ketira, which the oimer is coming to be mati, on these chitin it says the aloha of rishis ketirchem that can be brought for the oimer. Memela la aloha which we paskin, the din of rishis ketirchem, this is the lashon of the Rambam, that the Rambam tells us, this automatically tells us the din that the oimer has to come dafka from Eretz Yisrael, even though we hold that the isa chodosh is noyeg chutz la'aretz, because this is only Issa Achila, and not Issa Ketira, and we all the Alocha, that everything depends on the Ketira. Memela, this is the reason why we Rambam Paskins, that the Oima has to come, Dafka from Eretz Yisrael. So this is how Reb Chaim explains the Shita of the Rambam. Now before we move further on into the Sugya, in this Alocha of Oima and Shte Alechem, that they have to come from Eretz Yisrael, there's still one big Yisoid over here discussed, in all this forum of the Achronim, which is a very yesidistic and a kudin understanding this hakpoda of the oimah neshtei alechem, that they have to come from Eretz Yisrael dafke, like the Tana of the Mishnah. And we'll be makdim with the machlekes Yishenim, which is mentioned over here in Rashi earlier in the Mishnah, and Pei Gimel Amud Beis. The Mishnah says, the end of the Mishnah tells us, the halacha, that kol ha'arotzu is hoyik sheiris, you're allowed to bring the menochis from all ha'arotzis, ele mikan hoyim mevi'in. Rashi learns that the end of the Mishnah called Arotzis or Yikshiris is referring to the Oiman Shtei Alechem, even though they only come from Eretz Yisrael, says the Mishnah, they're allowed to come from all the Arotzis. So Rashi says, what are all the Arotzis if it only comes from Eretz Yisrael? Which are the places the Mishnah referring to? Says Rashi, this is the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, called Arotzis means all the Arotzis in Eretz Yisrael. Kegoin, Yehuda, Ve'eve Ayardin, Ve'agolil. All these places in Eretz Yisrael are kosher. You see, clearly in Rashi, the Rashi holds that even though there's halacha that the oiman shtei alechem have to come from Eretz Yisrael, the halacha is that it's kosher to come from Eve Ayaradin also, even though it is not part of the Zayin Amamin, it is not part of Eretz Yisrael, which was promised to Avraham Avinu and Bispin Absorim. Afa Pikein, Eve Ayaradin also has a kedusha. It was nichbash, and it has Eretz Sichem Ve'oig. It was nichbash, Adi Moshe Rabbeinu, and this has also a kedusha of Eretz Yisrael enough that the oiman shtei alechem should come from Eve Ayardin. Reb Kvegin Gilin Hashas already points out that Rashi in Sanhedrin Yud Aleph Amud Beit says the same halacha that the Oima Neshtei Alechem can come from Eve Ayardin also, whereas the Ran in the Dorim, the Ran says in Daf Chof Beis, in the Dorim Chof Beis Amud Aleph, that Eve Ayardin is only Kodesh B'miktsas Kedushas. It is only Kodesh a bit, it has enough to become Kodesh B'Kedushas Trumas Ramaisers, but says the Ran, Ein Ha'Oimer Bo Mi'Eve Ayardin. The Oimer cannot come from Eve Ayardin. We need the Oimer to come from Eretz Yisrael itself, only from Eretz Yisrael and not from Eve Ayardin. Now, Bar Kochoch, the Ran understands the Mishnah, that the Mishnah says, Kolo Ayrotzois, is not referring to Oimer and Shtei Alechem like Rashi learns, but it's going back on other Menochites, which is Koshi, even from Chutz La'aretz. And this is what the Mishnah means, Kolo Ayrotzois, even from Chutz La'aretz. Like the Rambam is Mashma and the Pesha Mishnah, he understands the Mishnah, not like Rashi. So, Al Kaponi, we learned here Machlekes. He is big machlekes Yishenim between Rashi and Iran, whether the din of the Oima, which has to come dafka from Eretz Yisrael, is this dafka a din in Eretz Yisrael itself, in the Zayin Amamin, in the Chilek, which was promised to Avraham Avinu, or do we say that this is also from Eve Ayardin? Rashi holds, It can come from Eva Yadin also. Mashinkin, the Ran holds that the Oimer can only come from Eitz Yisrael. And we have to understand what is the Yisrael Machlokes over here between Rashi and Iran, whether the Oimer can come from Eva Yadin. Explains the Ba'arin, the Mishnah of Ba'arin in Zeroyim Simin Yutes. Although you say the Sigur Havona over here in understanding the Machlokes, the Ran and Rashi. Says the Ba'arin that Be'emes in the Kedusha of Eitz Yisrael, we always find two ideas, two dinim in the Kedusha of Eitz Yisrael. First of all, we have the Kedusha of Mitzvahs HaTluyis Boretz. We have things which are tolu on the Chivas Karka, like the Mishnah says in Kedusha in Daf Lamed Zayin, that there's Chivas Gavra, and there's something which is called Chivas Karka. These are the dinim of Mitzvahs HaTluyis Boretz, anything which grows in Eitz Yisrael as a Kedusha, which comes from the Kedusha of Eitz Yisrael. This Kedusha of Eitz Yisrael is Chal, Alidei the Kibush and the Chiluk, which Klal Yisrael did. And Be'emes, any place which Klal Yisrael go, and they go and conquer the place, has also a Kedusha of Eitz Yisrael. This is learned from the Pasuk of Kol Mokoim, Asher Tidruch, Kafrag Lechem, Boi Lochem Yieh, we learn off in the Pasuk, that any Kibush which Klal Yisrael does gets automatically a Hemshech of the Kedusha of Eitz Yisrael. And therefore even Surya, there's a Sugya in the Gemara in Kitin Dav Zayin, which was only a kibush of Yochid. This has a shaila whether kibush Yochid should make kibush or not. But Al Kaponim, a kibush Rabim, which Gant Klal Yisrael, all of them, they were Kivush Eretz Yisrael, has a aloch of Kedusha Saoretz, and this gives all the dinim of the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, the dinim, which is Yotze from the Mitzvahs Atzluyis Baoretz, these come out from the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Now besides this din of Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael on Mitzvahs Atzluyis Baoretz, there's another Maila of Eretz Yisrael, which is the Mokim Aniv Cheres, which was a chosen land, which was promised already to Avraham Avinu, Bisbin Absorim. And this Eretz Yisrael has no shaykhs to the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, which comes to the Kibush. This is a Chelek, which was promised, this Mokim was promised to Eretz Yisrael, promised to Avraham Avinu, the Eretz Aniv Cheres. And this is the Maila of the Mokim of Eretz Yisrael. Now, Seder Ba'arin, if we look in the Mishnah, at the beginning of Kalim, Perik Aleph Mishnah Vav, over there the Mishnah discusses the Esek Kedushos, the 10 Kedushos, Zulam Eilem Izu, starting from Eretz Yisrael all the way to the Kodesh HaKadoshim in the Beis HaMikdosh. The Mishnah over there says that Eretz Yisrael is more Kodosh than all other places in the world, more than Chutz La'aretz. Says the Mishnah, the din of the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is Negea to the Oimer and the Shtei Alechem and Bikurim. These are the dinim which is Negea to bring from the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael over Chutz La'aretz, that the Oimah and Shtei Alechem can come from Eretz Yisrael and not from Chutz La'aretz. Now, Be'emes, we have to understand, why does the Mishnah Dafke say these dinim, the Oimah and Shtei Alechem? Why does the Mishnah not tell us all the halachas, Trumas and Maisres, all the dinim of Mitzvahs HaTluyis Boretz, which is a Chivas Karka, only in Eretz Yisrael and not in Chutz La'aretz? Explains the Goyen in Eli Rabbe, in his Pirush over there, in the Mishnah, beginning of Kalim, that the Mishnah over here is not coming to discuss the Milus of Kedusha mitzad the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael because of Mitzvahs HaTluyis Boretz. Because Be'emes, this Kedusha, this Ari Baron explains the Goren, that this Kedusha Be'emes is not miyuchid, it is not mugbul, dafka to the place of Eretz Yisrael. Any place where they'll go into Surya also, if it has a loch of Kibush, it can also become Kodosh. The Mishnah is only referring to the Maila of the Mokim of Eretz Yisrael, which was Eretz HaNivcheres, and this Maila is only Negea to the Dinim of Oimah Neshtei Alechem, and not to the Dinim of the other Dinim of Mitzvahs HaTluyis Boretz. And the reason is, because the Din of the Oimah Neshtei Alechem, that has to come from Eretz Yisrael, is not mitzad the Din of Mitzvahs HaTluyis Boretz, that it needs to have the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. It depends on the Eretz HaNivcheres. The reason why the Oimah Neshtei Alechem, it says in the Pasuk, Kisavoyu al Oretz, from here we learn that there's a din, there's other drashas in the Sifri telling us that the Oimah Neshtei Alechem has to come from Eretz Yisrael, mitzad, the Maila of the Mokim of Eretz Yisrael, that this is the place which was chosen by the Ibish that told Avraham Avinu, and this is the din of the Oimah Neshtei Alechem has to come from Eretz Yisrael. Therefore the mission of Yehoni says, these dinim of Oimah Neshtei Alechem and Bikurim, like we'll see later on in Daf Peidal on the base, this also depends on the din of Oimah Neshtei Alechem that has to come from Eretz HaNivcheres. And the Minchas Chinuch also is mazbe like this in Rish Pei Dalet, Ois Chav Beis, that these are the dinim which are not totally on the mitzvahs HaTluyis Boretz. It doesn't depend on the Chivas Karka. The din of the Shtei Alechem and the Oimah has to come from Eretz Yisrael, mitzad HaLocha of the Eretz HaNivcheres. Mamela explains Rabbi Aaron that this is the svar of the Ran, that the Ran holds that since the din of Oyman Eshtealechen as it comes from Eretz Yisrael is Mavur in the beginning of Kelim, is not because of the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Because the Kedusha, we can find any place where Klal Yisrael or Koivish, if they can expand Eretz Yisrael also, and the Koivish new places, also gets a Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, if it's done correctly with the Dine Kibush. The only reason why Oyman Eshtealechen comes from Eretz Yisrael is because we need the Eretz HaNivcheres. This is the din of Oyman Eshtealechem. Memela, this is Mukbal, this is only to the place of Eretz Yisrael, which is a chelik of the Zayin Amamin, which was promised to Avraham Avinu, Mashenke Neiva Ayardin, even though it has a Kedusha, and it has dinim of Trumas and Maises, which is totally on Tluyas Boretz, on the Kedushas Boretz, but the Oyman Eshtealechem has to be brought dafka from Eretz Yisrael itself, which is a chelik of the Eretz HaNivcheres. And this is all the shit of the Ran. Rashi holds that it can come also from Eva Yardin. He also seems to be that Rashi holds that Eva Yardin, besides the Maila of a Kibush, it also gets a Kedusha, gets the Maila of Eretz HaNivcheres, besides the Kedushas Eretz, and therefore this is enough that the Oyman Eshtealechem should be able to become from this place of the Zayin, of the Eva Yardin also. Or Rashi holds that the din of the Oyman Eshtealechem is be'emes like other dinim or mitzvahs at Luis Boretz, and we'll have a different explanation in the Mishnah, beginning of Kelim, which mentions Dafka the Oyman Eshtealechem, and not any other dinim of mitzvahs at Luis Boretz, and Rashi will hold that the Oyman Eshtealechem depends on the Kedushas Oretz, and therefore can come from Eva Yadin also, which over there has a Kedushas Oretz, even though it is be'emes not the Eretz HaNivcheres. So this is where you say this to Gema'alach over here, to explain the machlekes between Rashi and Ran, whether we could bring the Oyman Eshtealechem from Eva Ayadun or not, which will depend on the din, the Seida Aloche, that we need Eretz Yisrael, do we need the Kedushas Oretz, or do we need the Mokrim, the chosen land, the Eretz HaNivcheres, which was promised to Avraham Avinu. Says Rabbi Aaron or Yisofa, on the point which we discussed earlier in the Rambam's Deah, that the Rambam holds, that even though the Issa of Chodosh is knowing in Chutz La'aretz, Afal Pikein says the Rambam is a din, that the Oyma can only be brought from Eretz Yisrael, and we said from Rebbe Kveiga that we have to be able to understand the Makori of the Rambam, Meicha Teisa, the Rambam tells us such a halacha, that even though there is a Issa Chodosh in Chutz La'aretz, there should still be a halacha that the Oyma has to come from Eretz Yisrael. Says Rebbe Aaron, according to what we explained now from the Mishnah in Kelim, that the Mishnah in Kelim tells us that the Oyma Eshtealechem has to come from Eretz Yisrael, because we need the Eretz HaNivcheres. It's muchach over here that the reason why the Oyman Eshtealechem cannot come from Chutz La'aretz is not only because the din of Chodosh, that we need the place which has a Issa Chodosh. Because even in the Eva Ayardin, which maybe it does have Issa Chodosh, because it has other dinim of Kedushas Oretz, and it has other dinim of Trumas and Maitzis, and a Mela, the Issa of Chodosh, which depends on a Mitzvah at Luis Boretz, is Noyig also in Eva Ayardin also. Afal Pikein, we still said that the Ran holds that we cannot bring any Oyman Eshtealechem from Eva Ayardin. See, and the reason is because we need the extra Maila of Eretz HaNivcheres, which is Muchach in the Mishnah and Kelim, that these are the Maila of Eretz Yisrael, Shem Kudeshes Mikolo Arotzois, for the Oyman Eshtealechem, which has to be brought Dafka from Eretz HaNivcheres. So, I mean, this could be the Makori of the Rambam to tell us the Halacha, that the reason why the Oyma cannot be brought from Chutz La'aretz is not because of the Issa Chodosh, and Mamela, even though Ladino we paskin that the Issa Chodosh is Noig in Chutz La'aretz, Afa Pekein Rambam holds that the Oyma Eshtealechem has to come Dafke from Eretz Yisrael because we need the Eretz HaNivcheres like it's Mavur in the Mishnah in the beginning of Kelim. This is how Reb Aaron is Mazbe Bariches in Zroim Simen Yutes. Moving further on into the Gemara, the Gemara further on brings down the Mishnah that Shemir Svichin Beshvies Noitlin Tzchara Mitrumas Halishka. Toisvus in the Vamaschal Shemir Svichim explains Bariches over here Machlekes between Rashi and Binotam in the Issa of Meshumah in Shvies. Rashi Shita is that if something guarded and wasn't Hefke in Shvies, Rashi holds it is not also Ba'achila. And Rashi learns the Gemara in Yivomus Kufchav Beisam Ad Aleph a different way. The Gemara there says Shel Azoker, Rashi explains, is not referring to Meshumah, not like his Rebbe's, and Rabbi Notam was masking to the Rabbi Yisof Shel Rashi that any Meshumah is also Ba'achila on Shvies. Is the Issa Achila. The Maitre Tosfos says, according to Rabbi Notam, we have to understand our Gemara, L'chir the Shomei Sfichim, since there was Shomei the fields and it wasn't Hefke, L'chir, why does it not become also Ba'achila? And if it's also Ba'achila, then Memela cannot be brought for the Oyma, and the Shtealechem is a problem of Mashke Yisrael. And Tosfos suggests different routes, either Hekdesh is different, or there's only Issa Betzira, there's no Issa Achila, or it wasn't a real Shmira, they only told people not to come here and not to take, but they didn't want Bemes Shemira, they didn't stop them. If they would have wanted to take, they would have allowed, been allowed, because it wasn't Bemes, a real Shmira. This is the discussion that you say this in Machlekes Rishonim over here, whether the Issa Meshuma in Shvius is also by Achila. Now, the very Yitzchak in the Kudah over here to point out that the Milchas Chinuch discusses the mitzvah Peidalid, that Tosfos over here is Bemes only discussing the Issa Achila of the produce of any field which was Shomu and it wasn't Hefke. L'chiria, besides the Issa Achila, there's also an Issa to guard the field itself, the Issa Shmira itself, to guard the field as the Issa Asei of Bashvius Tishmeteno Natashto. There's a din that the Bailim have to go mafke the fields on Shvius, and any Bailim, any person who guards his own field, and he's not mafke his field, he's over Asei of Bashvius Tishmeteno Natashto. And Tosfos b'chol not discussing the Issa of Shmira, Tosfos is only discussing the Issa Achila, which is going to be Chal on the Peiris, according to Rabbi Notam and Rabbi Yisuf Shel Rashi. Says the Minchas Chinuch L'chiri, this Issa Shmira, to be Shema the field itself, which has a halacha, or Bashvius Tishmeteno Natashto, you have to leave the field open, that everyone can come. L'chiri says the Minchas Chinuch, this din, is the din on the Bailim, on the Balabos of the field. He is Meshubed, he has this mitzvah to leave open his field to anyone to come in. But there's no Issa on someone else to come and guard this person's field. There's no Issa of Shomu if someone else is going to do it, if he's not the Balabas of the field. Mamela says in Michas Chinuch L'chira, since over here we're discussing the Shemei Sfichim, who are not the Balabatim on the field, they didn't own the field. They only found these Sfichim growing in the field, and they came along and they mitzad the Bezdin, the Gizborim, they appointed the Shoimim to go and guard the field, the Sfichim. They do not have any Issa or Bashvius Tishmeteno on the Tashto, since this is not their own Sode. Mamela says, Minchas Chinuch L'chiria, this should also be a reason to go and say that the Peiris itself, which were guarded, have not got an Issa of Shomu. Even if we're going to say, like the Rabbi Yisuf Shel Rashi and Rabbi Notam, that any Shomu has an Issa Achila, but this is only because the Bailim were over on the Issa of Bashvius Tishmeteno on the Tashto. They were not mafke their fields, and they kept guarding their fields, and therefore, betzitzar, from the Issa which they were over, Bashvius Tishmeteno on the Tashto, they also have the Issa Achila on the Peiris. Mashenkin over here, where the Bailim were not the ones who were guarding the field, or other people, and they do not have the Issa or Bashvius Tishmeteno on the Tashto, Mamela, one can say this is the reason why the Peiris did not become also Achila. And Bemes, we have to understand, says the Michas Chinuch, why Tosfos did not say this teretz, why does Tosfos not answer that the reason why we hear does not become Asa, because there was no one being over the Issa, Asay, of God in the field, of Bashvius Tishmeteno on the Tashto. But Bemes is not so simple, because over here in the Gemara Yevamos, which Tosfos quotes in Kufra Beis Med Aleph, that Tosfos learns Shel Azoka means that the field was guarded. Over here we're discussing a field which was guarded by a Goy. The Goy is the one who comes and says, Peiris Shel Azoka Hein, and he says about his own field that he guarded his field on Shvius. Now, a Goy doesn't have any Issa at all of guarding or being mafke his field on Shvius. And therefore, you see in Tosfos, and it's Mefurish like this in the Rosh, in the beginning of Kedusha, in the Siman Samech Beis, B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, that even a Goy who guards a field, and he doesn't have an Issa of Bashvius Tishmeteno on the Tashto, also the Peiris of this field, since at the end of the day they were Shomu, they were guarded and they were not Hefke, this alone is enough to go and give an Issa of Shomu, of the Issa Achila on the Peiris, even though there was no Tzitzah from any Issa being over, because the Balabas was a Goy. And you see in Tzitzah over here, that L'chir Tzitzah understands that the Issa of Shomu on the Peiris is not because of the Balabas, it's because of the Peiris itself they were guarded. And we find this Taina B'Emes in the Ravid, in the Zasogis on the Balamor, in Maseches Sukkah, Daf Lamites. Over there, the Balamoy also says that Rabbeinu Tam, that there's Issa Shomu on the Peiris, and the Ravid says, Bishleimer, in the case where it was guarded by Yisrael, then he understands that there should be Issa Shmira, there should be Issa Achila on the Peiris. Mashenkin, in the case where it was guarded by the Goy, and the Goy doesn't have any din to be Mafke's field, why should the Peiris become also? And this is the Ravid's Taina, the Maritavi is Marich, in his Tshuva, in Siman Mem Gimel, Pshatin Ramban ala Torah in Pashas Behar, that this is the Sofik of the Ramban. So we have here a big Yishtaydus to Geshayla here in Yerushaynim, that even if we take this shit of the Rabbi Yisuf Shel Rashi and the Rabbi Notam, that there's an issa of shomu on the peiris. Is this din being chala issa achila on the peiris because of the avera which the balabos was over, that he didn't, wasn't mafke his field, memela betuitzor from his issa, it's a chala issa achila on the peiris, and memela this will not apply by a peiris of a goy, and this will not apply if someone else is going to be guarding the field, not the balabos himself, like the Minchas Chinuch says? Or do we say no, that the Issa Achila, which is Chal on Peiris, which was Shomu and Shvius, has no Sheiches to the Issa of the balabos, that he was over the Issa Asei, or Bashvius Tishmeten on the Tashto, but this is Alochim, it's the Peiris itself, and this seems to be the Shita of Rabbi Notam, Al Kapon in the way it's quoted by the Rosh in Kedushin, that even a Goy, his Peiris also, at the end of the day since they were guarded, have the Issa of Shomu, and this is the Issa which Tosfos discusses by us, as the Issa of Shomu, even though there's no Issa of Bashvius Tishmeten on the Tashto, and Mamela, this is the reason why Tosfos asks his question by us in the Sugya, even though there were other people guarding the field, but they're not different than Goyim, and therefore, just like by Goyim, the Peiris become also, so too, the Shomu Svichim Ashvius, Tosfos asks over here, that they should become also because of the Issa of Shomu. This is the Yisoidus Sigmachrikas and understanding the Issa of Shomu, which is Chal on the Peiris of Shvius, is it because Betitzor, from the Issa of the Bailim, or is it Stama Issa on the Peiris? Now just one more Nakuda over here, and Daf Pei Daled, is in the next Machlekes, which we find in our Gemara, Machlekes between Rabbi Loza and Rabbi Yochanan, and in the Shakli V'tayra, between Rabbi Bachoma and Evchizde, that they asked, Rabbi Bachoma asked Evchizde, that in Shvius, why should we be Mevatel, the din akrova of the Oimer, Miko Amina Noti Batel, Laisimide Shtaket, why can not bring the tour from the tour of Yoshon that we should bring the Oimer from? And then the Gemara says that the reason is because we have a din of Carmel, and it's not going to be a case of Carmel, because we need Carmel b'shas HaKrova, and the Gemara brings the machlekes between Ebirchon and Eblozo, if the reason is because of the halacha of Carmel, or the halacha is, Rishis Ketzircha, v'lo Yisuf Ketzircha, and the Maskonos HaGemara, this is the din of, because of it, the din of Bikurim, which Tosfos learns is not like any of the Pshatim, and Rashi learns this is like a blazer, that the din of Bikurim, not like a Birchnon, that the din is because of Karamel. Now the Karenir asks a very simple Shiloh here on the Gemara, that we have to understand Bichlal, what is the whole Shakli V'tayra between Rami Bachoma and Evchizde, and Birchnon and Eblozo, that we should be able to bring the Oimer from the previous year. And the Shiloh is only is a problem of Karamel, or problem of Rishis Ketzircha. Says the Karenir, the reason is Poshet, the Mishnah says that Halacha is that Oimer is Einu Bo'elem in HaChodosh. And we learned earlier that the Pashtus of our Mishnah is that this din is Ma'akev even B'di'evet. We have to bring the Oimer Dafka min HaChodosh, not min HaYoshon. So why does the Gemara have a whole discussion of what the Issa is if we're allowed to bring the Oimer because of Carmel or because of Rishis Ketzircha? L'chayr is Poshet. The reason is because it's a din that Oimer has to come in HaChodosh. Explains the Karen earlier that one has to say that Rami Bachoma's Taina is the Einachad Nami, there's Aloche, the Lechatchila, the Oimah, Sakamin HaChodosh, and according to the Mishnah, it could be also with the Eved. But Mitzat Sheni, we have Aloche by Shvius of Lochle of Lelisrefe. And this is Aloche, that the Ochle of Lelisrefe by Shvius tells us that we cannot go and bring Makriv and your Oimah from something which has a Kedush as Shvius. Even though there should be normally a Klal of Asei Dechalois Asei, like the Achrinim discussed, the Stipla and Beitzel Simen Hei explains that over here this doesn't apply the klal of Asei Dechalois Asei, because we have a halacha of L'ochla of Leilis Shreifa, which is a psul, which tells us that anything which has a din of it not allowed to be burnt is automatically possible for a mincha, like we have a halacha of Mashke Yisrael, and Mamela, we're not allowed to go and bring a tool of mincha on something which doesn't have the ability to be able to be makriv agami amizbeach. This was what Rambam Bachoma says, therefore we cannot bring Minah Shvius. Says Rambam Bachoma, Enechanami, we have now two options. Either we should bring the Korban Oimer from the Shvius, and we should be over the din of L'Ochel of Leilis Shreifa, because we have a din of L'Dur Yitzeichem, which tells us that B'Shvius Bal Kochoch, we have to bring the Oimer from the Chodosh, even though it's Shmita, even though it has a Kedusha Shvius, and it overrides the Issa of L'Ochel of Leilis Shreifa. Or B'Mitzad Sheni, one can say that B'Emes L'Ochel of Leilis Shreifa, the Issa should stay in place, but the din of the Hakrova of the Oimer in Shvius should be brought Minah Yoshon. This should be preferable to go and bring such a kind of Akrova to override that the din of the Yisechem should tell us that in Shmita year we should bring the Korban Oimer from the Yoshon, and it is better to bring from the Yoshon than to bring from the Chodosh, which has a problem of Lilis Reifa, which is a psul like this type explains. So this is the shayla, the shakavitai of the Gemara, that even though, of course, in other years, we have a issa of oimer, could be even b'di'eved, is ma'akiv, that the oimer has to come in achodosh, but lemaisa, in the year of Shemitah, we should bring the oimer from the Yoshon, in order we shouldn't have the problem of ochav ladies reifer. And on that, the Gemara answers, caramel is a din that mitzad the ikaturas akorban has to be for something which is caramel, and therefore there's no option to go and bring minayoshon, we have to go and bring minachodosh. All because of the other reason of Rishis Ketircha v'leisev Ketircha. And this is similar to Chaznish also, in Simon Membeis, if Kotten Chof explains like this is Shaketai of the Gemara. The Minchas Chinuch also is Mayrich Mitzvah Shim Beis, Ois Gimel, in the Shaketai of the Gemara, and he learns that the Gemara over here is Bemis going according to the Mando Oma, that Al Koponim B'dieved, it's kosher minayoshon, like the Tana of the Breiser, and therefore there's a shekel v'tayer if we should bring minayoshon, but enechanami, according to the Mishnah, there's no such sad, since minayoshon is possible. But the Biskirov in his Sefer, Nechatzmidim Musafim, Amud Membeis, he explains the whole Gemara of a year, and all Hemshecha Gemara in a whole different way, and he says the Poshet Yisoid, that L'chiria, the Kriveya, of what's called Chodosh, and what's called Yoshon, B'negeya, the Issa of Oimer, that the Oimer has to come in a Chodosh, everything depends on something which had already the heta of the oimer from the previous year, or something which only grew after the oimer was ready koriv in the year earlier. Memela, anything which grew after the akravas oimer and after the shtei alechem, until the Shemitah year started in Tishri, be'emes, it still got a din of chodosh benegea the din oimer. The din of oimer which has to come in a chodosh, this produce which grew after seven tamuz of an el, which was still the earlier year, which wasn't yet shmita, has a loch of chodosh, since it did not yet have the heter of the oimer, it only grew, it was only nishrash, after the heter of the oimer from the previous year, memeila has a loch of chodosh. Mashein kein legab shmita, since it didn't grow, it was only nishrash 30 days before Shoshana, memeila this has a loch of belonging to Shana Shishis, it doesn't have a kedushas shviyas. Memela, the Gemara's Shaklevetai over here in the Gemara, that we should bring me the Ishtakad, does not mean we should bring from a previous year that should be Min Ayoshon. Of course it has to come in Achodosh, it could be even Akibedi Eved, but we can have a case that it could come in Achodosh, but Afal Pekain, even so, it does not have a Kedusha of Shvius, anything which grew after the Oiman Ishtei Alechem from the previous year until 30 days before Yish Hashanah, and it doesn't have a Kedusha of Shvius. And this is the Shaklevetai of our Gemara, that they should bring this kind of tour in a case where it came in Shemitah year. And on that the Gemara discusses that the reason is because there's aloha of caramel, and caramel tells us that the din has to be rach, and therefore has to be from this year which grew already in Shemitah. And the Blazer disagrees, and the Blazer says that besides the Shem Chodosh, which of course is Tali on Oimer, and it does have a Turias Chodosh, but the din of Rishis Ketircha tells us that the tour has to be from only from a song which grew, it should be Rishis Ketircha, v'lo Yisoyf Ketircha. But the Shaklevetai on the discussion over here is on this tour which has the Torah's Chodosh, but does not have any Kedusha of Shvius. And this Abiskirov explains also later on the Hemshech, the whole Hemshech HaGemara by Rabbi and the Shaklevetai, which Rabbi brings a Raya and a Tuyufta on the Birchanon from the Breitzer. This is the discussion of this tour which has a Din Chodosh, but does not have a Din of Kedusha Shvius. And Be'emes Mishkenes Yankiv already in his Tshuva and Chodosh in Yerideya Simesamech Zayin, he explains like this the Gemara that it's referring to this Tvua, so to the Rogachov in Tzofes Baneach, in Ashmotas to Sefer HaFlor, Amud Kuf Yud, he also explains that we're discussing the Tvua, which is Chodosh, but it's not the Kedusha of Shvius. This is how the Biskirov explains, Barichas over here in his Sefer, to meet him on Musafim, our whole Sugis HaGemara on Pedala Domad Aleph.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.